Blog Talk Radio.
Are finally up and live. Yes, our radio show is on. Went to log in. It was giving me server busy until about 5 minutes to 10. So I do apologize. Welcome, everyone. Topics with Trish, Your Voice Radio Network. Remember, we got a great team of hosts here. Independent Freedom of Speech Radio, covering the issues. Wrongful convictions, false accusations, violence, abuse, gun violence, neighborhood safety, elderly well-being, employment well-being, bullying, all these kinds of things that really do matter to you and to our society as a whole. So I want to welcome you again, Your Voice Radio Network. Remember, it's your voice that matters most. Donna Shear, Lee Roberts, Dr. Rose, and myself, we can do these podcasts and we can do these radio broadcasts and we can put them out there for everyone. However, if your comments and your voice isn't being shared, then it's just our experience and our trainings and our knowledge that we've learned and absorbed throughout a vast majority of years. So, without further ado, let's get right into our topic today. As I said, I put this out there, relationships, the good, the difficult, and do you know when to get out? This is the live via Facebook group video feed. During the broadcast, you can comment. I can see you watching. I can see if you like the shows. Comment, share your experiences. If you have some knowledge or something that you want to throw out there, there are two ways you can do that. You can either call me live on the studio at 929-477-2779. You can watch and comment while directly on the video link here that I'm sharing. I will be sharing the links for the information that I have in our radio group so that everybody has that information. I'm still opening up web pages. Bear with me. I was trying to figure out if we were going to go ahead and just do a video feed, even if the radio didn't kick up and start working. But, you know, I think we got her down. I think we'll be all right. If there are any audio issues on the radio broadcast itself, please know that the Topics with Trish videos are always available. And, of course, all of our archives can be listened to by visiting our radio page, www.blogtalkradio.com/yourvoiceradio2017. All right. Join us in our Facebook group right now to catch the video, facebook.com/groups/yourvoiceradio2017. Okay, I want to thank everyone again for being with us. Relationships, I like to call it the magic, that first glance when you really say to yourself, yeah, I want that one. I want to talk to that one. I want to get to know that person. And there's a lot of difference between that sexual passion of saying, yeah, I want to hook up with that one, to saying, I want to get to know that one. I think it's more important to pay attention to those relationships that stand out to you as, I want to get to know that person. Those will have definite more meaning in your life. than just the teenage all the way through our adult life kind of hookups. Getting to know someone online, fabulous. It's great to have a friend on the other side. Be careful. Make sure that you do at least a preliminary background check. Google their name and see, you know, if anything is out there, if any major complaints, if for a LinkedIn profile as well. Some people who are professionals or claim to be in one profession will also have a LinkedIn profile. You'll see different how they focus their energies. You know, if you just see a picture and some type of employment, I turn down a lot of guy friendships. I do. And I don't mean to be rude. I've just had too many of them be very rude to me and disrespectful to me online. I don't take it in my life nowadays. I definitely do not put up with that online, nor do I encourage anyone else to put up with it online. I'm trying to adjust my light here a little bit. Ooh, that's better. Maybe, yeah. A little bit of a red tint to it. Oh, well, we always do. We are live in the red room, of course. But relationships are difficult. There's those that are highly passionate at first. I mean, from that very first look or that very first time you hold hands, you sit by each other, that very first time that you go out for a drink or maybe dinner together, the first time, I think more so that, you know, when you kiss. That first kiss, I've had some first kisses that when I was drinking felt like they were the top of the world. But, you know, 2 weeks later in the relationship, I'm finding exactly what I have in front of me. And no, thank you. So be cautious for yourself. These are just some of the things that you can look for. I'm opening up, like I said, I'm opening up our Facebook radio group now. So while this video is on, I can also share these different resources and different informative tools that you can even look at to guide your kids and your teenagers' relationships. You know, remember, they start off early nowadays by the use of a cell phone. You know, when my kids were going to school, that was just getting started when my oldest two were in their last year of high school. I think that's about the time that cell phones actually came out. It's not, you know, our kids now, they have it at school. They have it in their hand. They have it in their pocket. They're trying to play sports. They're trying to eat dinner. They're trying to communicate with their face-to-face friends and then the people that are out there online. You know, yesterday you saw me share a post from the Tennessee State Police Department where a teacher actually took off with a 15-year-old student. And as of yesterday, as of this morning's news, I've still not heard any type of update on that, whether or not they caught this guy. Had the parents known through a cell phone, through checking their cell phone, did they notice any changes in their kids' behavior? What are some of the signs that you can look for in your teenagers? What are some of the signs that you can look for in your adult children's lives or in your neighbor's lives or, you know, at the woman at the grocery store? You know, there's a lot of great tools out there, and sometimes we don't talk about it right off the bat. We just fall into this pattern. I did it it took me 5 messed up relationships, 3 of which became extremely violent, disablingly violent. Before I finally found that one true one that was meant for me, before I finally found the one man who has never raised his voice to me, never hit me, never degraded me, always been there for me, passionate since day one, since I saw him walk through the door, and just a little promo for myself. If you read the book My Justice, which is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Google Books, and you will read all about of course, my very tumultuous and dangerous life, and then how Robbie walked into my world. And it is kind of cheesy, but it is very, very real. You know, he walked in and the sun literally shined down upon him. And I just absolutely had to get to know him. So, you know, I felt that way, you know, God, I'd like to get to know that person. And then I felt, let's just keep that passionate. I want to hook up with that person. They're foxy looking. They are hot. You know, great body, great bottom. I want to hook up with him. You know, my first husband was the very first man who ever brought me flowers, who ever told me that I was nice, who ever had me convinced that he was going to be there with me all the time. And it wasn't until we moved overseas and had the babies that things started screwing up and going haywire for us. I was probably more damaged than him, but he definitely, you know, had his own family childhood kind of trauma going on, specifically in violent relationships and violent home lives. And when we get together these days, we don't think about that. We don't say, hey, you know what? While we're out having a drink, maybe it's not our first time out. Maybe we're sitting there over dinner, or maybe we're talking online. What's your family history like? What's your relationship like, history like? If you are above 40 years old, 40 or above, why aren't you married? Why aren't you in a relationship with someone? If you are this wonderful, this nice, why hasn't somebody? And yes, I do believe that there are different people who can mold together and build something tremendous. I do believe in that very, very much. Robbie and I came from two totally different backgrounds. You know, he so tender and gentle, and yes, biker and manly and former Marine and all of those wonderful things all rolled into one. There are guys like that. There are women like that. If we learn how to treat each other on, you know, okay, what are my past habits? What do I normally go for? And yeah, you know, those physical appearances, absolutely they matter. So start with that, you know, or if you don't want to be that shallow, okay, don't start with that. Connect on a different level, intellectually, or, you know, the ones you want to hook up with, it's just their car. It's just the one you meet in the bar. It's the one you meet in the grocery store. So until you actually start building some communication, take time to actually be out for a little bit and, you know, spend some time alone together, actually talk during that time alone, and get to know each other on a better basis, on a more personal basis. What's your life history like? Here's mine. Then you'll know whether or not you got a chance at molding each other. But stay true to yourself and stay true to what you want in your relationships. If you grew up in a disturbing home, I don't know how to put that in nice words, violent home, aggressive home, controlling home, then more than likely you are going to lean towards those who have some of those same types of strongness or aggressiveness or what you may take or what you may have learned to take as a good quality, a good strong sign of leadership and make me a better person and keep me focused and keep me driven. It's wonderful to have that kind of a partner. It's something you should strive for. And yeah, maybe it takes a while before you start seeing these little habits and these little signs. Maybe they start to, you know, tell you how to wear your hair and change your clothes and change the way you decorate your house and bring in the different dishes and start cooking a different way. And maybe they start taking you to see different movies, rather than working it out as a 50-50 or 100-100 type of agreement. They start tracking you down by your cell phone all the time. It can happen with our kids in an instant. They're gauging their relationships, part of what they see on television, and part of what they see inside their home. Probably like a 70-30 basis. Let's take that back. Let's say 70% their home, 10% what they see on television, and the other 20% on social media, because let's face it, our kids live on social media. That's where they absorb everything from, subconsciously and consciously. Practice behaviors, practice sexual interests, practice different styles, practice nail style, whatever. It's where they get their ideas from. This connects with what they see in their community and inside their home. And if they have anybody else that's really positive, that's trying to influence them to help them get through to another level, to a higher level. We start very early learning these behaviors and living through these behaviors and choosing these types of people or drawing these types of people into us, because I guarantee you that anyone who has grown up in an abusive home, they know exactly how to test the waters, and they will know within the first 15 to 30 seconds of conversation, they will make one comment to see if they can order the drink that you want, or if they comment on your hair, in your dress, in your and your suit, or your dancing or something. What will you adjust? How much attention will you give them right off the bat? That is your very first clue. They know how to walk into that the right way. They have practiced this. They know that nobody is going to accept them as they are. So like all of us who have something inside, you know, that we have that other part of us. Everybody's got three kind of people. They got a work attitude. They got a public attitude. And they've got a sitting at home by themselves attitude, or sitting at home with their partner every day attitude. There are three attitudes inside every person, even our kids. There is their friend's attitude whenever they're out in public. There is the school attitude. There is the online attitude. There is the family attitude. Teenagers by in and of themselves are a mess. I used to claim that at 13 some kind of alien crawled inside of my children, and they woke up the next morning and they were gone. The kids that I knew were gone. They would never, ever be the same again. And it's really no joke, because it's true. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. It's crazy. So teenagers are all filled up with hormones and wanting connections and building bonds and building friendships and sprouting their wings and taking control and decisions of their life. So are young adults. In college, they're spreading their wings, they're going out, they're getting about, they're taking it to the next step of adulthood. In the workplace, there's always that workplace person, right? Or at least someone around the workplace area. Maybe it's someplace that you go. Maybe it's someplace directly in the work. But, you know, and then there's that social person. So we all have a lot of different personalities, and we meet different people in these different persons, I guess, that we are. And I'm not talking crazy persons, schizophrenic persons. Pardon the French for the crazy word there, sorry. But I am talking about the different places and the different behaviors that we share with others at certain particular times, okay? And talking of that, relationships and getting out, and is it safe, and what are some things that all of us make those mistakes in? Remember this videotape. We all have behaviors from our past that we have learned. We all have preferences in our male, female, male to male companions. We all have those types of personalities and the type of look that we are attracted to or that attracts someone else. There is a point where the relationship is truly magical. There is the point of that first passionate kiss in the relationship, the intimacy that builds in that relationship, and oops, okay, now we've got the day-to-day life of that relationship. Is it going to be, is it one that's, you know, we live together and we both go to work and we both come home and we both chip in. The older generation females are the kind that will go home, cook dinner, or at least share the response, you know, pick up dinner, something. They'll take charge of feeding everybody, however that may be done. You know, a lot of the men, you know, maybe they chip in with laundry, if you're lucky. Maybe they start dinner. Maybe, you know, they set the table. Maybe if you got kids, maybe they all work together. Who knows? But it's got to work for everyone. One cannot be saying, you know what, get your butt home right now. I want my dinner. What are you doing out there messing around? Who are you with? Who are you talking to? Why did you take an extra 5 minutes at the grocery store? I will sit out here and wait for you. You've got this much time. I've had that happen. You get in there, do the shopping. Here's the money that I'm allowing you. Here's the coupons that my mother went through and got for us. I'm going to park right here. I'm going to give you this much time. This is, I better see you come out with nothing more. This is how much money it should cost you. Here you go. That, my friends, was the beginning of it. And, you know, you get out and you pump the gas. I pull up to the pump. I don't care what kind of weather it is outside. You get out there, you pump the gas. You know, when our relationships get to be like this, then we've got to be able to be strong enough, or maybe there's a family friend who's involved, or maybe, you know, the dominant person usually has at least one close family member, or maybe a close friend that is allowed within the close circle of the home. The other less dominant person usually doesn't have as many or as good of a connection with friends or with family. If anything, the more their dominant person can pull them away and isolate them, the more that that person will admire and respect their abuser and come to depend solely upon them to give them value, to let them know how they should live every day. Sometimes you get a really strong personality that can step away from it and say, you know what, I may love you with all my heart, but I cannot take this. I won't stand for this. Okay, so are you going to go in for counseling? Has there been really bad violence? Has there been violence? And I don't mean that somebody pushed you, you know, grabbed you by your arms and shoved you up against a wall, maybe to get in your face and say, you know, I love you, please stay. Okay, that's one thing. I'm talking about when they grab hold of you and throw you to the ground, or they stare over you, or they come over you towards you, or even standing 5 feet away from you are threatening you with some type of strong response. If you do not give them the appropriate answer that they're looking for, or if you don't follow the rules and the expectations that they want. Now, maybe they fell in love with your magic and your sparkle and your laughter and your freedom and how much you appreciated other people and how much you gave to other people. Maybe that's what made them fall in love with you. I've heard that many a times. I love you because. Yeah, well, guess what? You're taking all of that away from me. You're wanting me to change everything about who I've become and who I've worked hard to become. It wasn't easy to trust people. It wasn't easy to still try to see the good in people after so much bad had happened. So you know, how can we, whenever we are that dominant person's connection and the person that they allow inside of that close, close circle, how can we take our best foot forward and use it wisely to make sure that we are actually helping? I'm going to share in the, pardon me, I want to get this copy link address. Okay. In the Facebook group right now, you're going to see that I am posting on the video. I will go ahead and post this. Glad to see that we do have people watching. I hope that you like the broadcast. Hope that you like the information. I'm not a good video person. I try to do the best that I can. This is still an experiment for me. Sometimes I can be a little too self-conscious for that. But I'm giving it my best shot because I feel that you can connect better with the video. Some people listen to the radio on the way into work. Some people, you know, they like the video better. It's cool with me either way. You know, it's about absorbing the information, and if I can say something that's going to help, then that is my responsibility. It's what I do. I am certified in domestic violence and child abuse and certified in human trafficking training in the state of Illinois. So it's not that I'm just talking about something that I'm using only my life experiences for here. I am talking about things that actually do matter. If you click on that link that I just shared in the comment section, you will see a redirect notice. Well, let's. Anyway, this is about the teen. You've much seen the teen power and control wheel. It's much like the power and control wheel for adult relationships. They are forming their relationships. They can be a little bit more easily manipulated. They can actually be more tolerant, especially depending on, you know, what they've experienced inside their home environment. Let's see if that goes up now. It might. There it goes. That should work. Praying that that works. Okay, that images teen dating / teen power control .gif. See, click on that. It will open up. You will be able to see one. I'm trying to get this loaded. As I said, Blog Talk wouldn't even open for me this morning. So anyway, that link is on there. Also, getting into a different level of abuse. If we're not encouraging that let's get to know each other type of situation and let's openly and safely try to maintain a full disclosure type of beginning. You know, you tell me your baggage, I'll tell you mine. I'll share some of my baggage. You share some of your baggage. We'll see if maybe we can work together. I think that, you know, many, many times we become so habitual about the what we accept and tolerate and look for and deal with in our relationships. We become numb to the negative. Well, it's not as bad as he was. It's not as, you know, aggressive as she was. At least he didn't do this. At least she didn't do that. You know, mine was always, there is nothing that can be worse than going back and staying with my mother and stepfather. So, you know, it just grew from there. There is nothing they can do to me that hasn't already been done, whether it be weapons, strangulations, kicking, punching, those are very, you know, held in captivity, tied up in the bedroom for a day, you know, those kind of things. Yeah, they definitely can be very, very brutal. Also, though, you know, these can get to be very bad for anyone at any age. It doesn't matter how old, and it doesn't matter who is doing it to one person or the other. It may begin as signs of young violent behavior that may start showing up in preschool. Maybe you got a little 3 or 4 year old that's going around trying to beat the crap out of everybody. Well, where do you think that 3 and 4 year old is learning that behavior? Common sense. Maybe you've got a little 2 year old that's going around touching everybody else's 2 year old parts. Where did they learn that behavior? Maybe you've got a 10-year-old who is out there pretending to be smart as a whip and wanting everyone to like them. So they give away everything about themselves. They buy other people things with their allowance. They buy other kids' lunches. They go out walking. They buy their friends something to eat and something to drink, or they pay for the arcade, or they pay for the movies. Okay, you got one kid that will give anything to have a friend and to have somebody be nice to them. And, you know, then you have the ones that just take and take and take and take. They are, you know, that happens. It can happen when you are as young as 2. It can happen when you are as old as 100. You know, so long as you're still alive and breathing, sadly, you know, there's those kind of people. And what you learn in your experiences from this and how you can communicate, we've never, ever talked about these things before. It's only since 1994 that any attention to domestic violence has started coming forward. Has it grown over the years? Absolutely. Have men gotten a really bad rap on this? Oh, my God, yes. You know, men of the olden generations, when women were not raised to fight back or respect themselves or dealing with women who have come from violent backgrounds that don't believe in the old ways, and they are now angry and they are now vengeful and they will do anything. You know, they will bring about a weapon. They will, you know, hit guys with bats, and they will demean them constantly. And you're not a man. You don't take care of me. You don't do this. You don't work. It goes on and on and on. The verbal and emotional impact of a man's masculinity is taken and ripped away from him, just like a woman's belief in her identity and her value, her self-worth, her because of giving, always giving of yourself without any reciprocal or very little reciprocal going both ways, of course. When we think of what we want in a healthy relationship is the same thing we think of or should be the same thing we think of whenever we think about what do we want in our families. I want a home that is positive. I don't want to be condemned or degraded or fear every time I walk into my home or I do something wrong. Support. You want to be able to go to the person or not be afraid to sit there and cry, shed a few tears or, you know, scream at the world or throw a pillow across the room or make a financial decision. Not one of them big financial decisions, but if it's your money and you're not in a joint situation, building on something from that, you know, if you are independent, absolutely, your money. You want that car, go buy that car. Don't let the guy that you've been dating for 6 months tell you whether or not you can buy that car. Or don't let the woman who's got your baby come at you and say, no, you can't spend that much on that car. You have child support, and I need this, and I need that, and I need this. It happens all the time. But yet the people that are allowed within that close circle, have they become numb to it too? Have they seen it from their friend or their family member going on for so many years now that they just don't pay any attention to it anymore? Have these types, you know, I know that the CDC estimates 1 in 3 women, 1 in 5 men. However, they also estimate that 1 in 4 American homes, as I always say, me, my neighbor across the street, neighbor next door, neighbor on the corner, okay? I got a neighbor over here and a neighbor over here. You're in an apartment building, you know, you got them all around you. You're in a trailer court, you got them all around you. So, okay, 1 in 4 places of residence has somebody dealing with some type of violence or abuse or control or negativity. 9 times out of 10, it is because that person grew up with some traumatic experience that has caused them to be lashing out or controlling in these behaviors, whether it begins in their 10, at age 3, at age 10, age 16, age 20, age 30, so on and so forth, right? Okay, so if they start breaking these types of cycles and they start showing these negative behaviors and nobody is talking about what they've experienced in their life as they're getting to know each other. Now, I'm talking about things that can go from violent threats. They can go to grievous injuries. You know, I've had both collarbones broken, multiple, probably at least 6-8 concussions. My ribs have been cracked and bruised. My spine has been almost busted. So, you know, many, many types of injuries. If there is aggressive sexual contact, or if there is adult-to-child contact, sexual contact, if there's any type of exploitation, if there's any type of degradation, if there's any type of expected servitude, if there's, of course, any type of wanting to share you with others rather than make you go work for someone or make you go have sex with someone or tell you that it's exciting and it's a thrill for them and go ahead, honey, go do this. Guess what? You know, technicality, your person, if it's not a joint decision that you are doing it as two consulting, consenting equal partners, then it's called trafficking. You know, it's called pushing it out there. No matter how you want to look at it. Okay, so if it involves any of those grievous behaviors, you know, we can then go into, you know, the types of responses and things that you will look for people like this. They have a heightened sense of anxiety when they hear a certain person's voice or a certain level of tension. Or if, you know, if somebody else is doing something to them which reminds them and triggers that forcefulness and that threat and that dominance, they've got like, boom, boom, okay, you know, trust your gut, use your gut, know your gut. Following directions to the exact until told to do otherwise. You call me from the grocery store. I don't care if Susie is driving you. I don't care if she wrecks and you are in the hospital. You better call me when you are leaving that grocery. Absolutely happens all the time. Inappropriate sexual knowledge and submissive personalities. What can I tell you within 30 seconds that I can determine whether or not how you are going to react to a suggestion? And then how are you going to respond to that? They know. They practice it. They're quicker online. They know exactly what to say because normally when we're feeling sad, we'll put something out there that, you know, lets the world know we're feeling sad. And, you know, okay, boom, 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 boom. You know, here come the creepers. They're going to start right in there. Male, female, doesn't matter. Here come the creepers. You know, if there's any type of violent outburst, if there's any type of self-harm, eating disorders, drugs, alcohol use, lack of healthy hygiene, lack of medical and dental care, lack of interest in certain people, places, things, lack of that healthy development in social and personal relationships, professional relationships, and of course, moving forward, increases in probable street and gang crime, violence, runaways, throwaway children, behavioral mistreatment of others, improper sexual activity, high-risk personality traits. Okay, so much that we can take from that. And, you know, when we start looking at the types, how much do you think that it costs for, if you average 1 in 4 homes that are reaching out for some kind of help, and they've come out of a bad relationship and they have to rebuild, they don't have a job, or if they do, it's very low income, maybe it's only part-time work, because remember, their schedule is in tune with what their dominant person is requesting from them. Maybe they work their butt off and have to give him all the money or her all the money. They are going to have a sense that they are incapable of picking the right people, of making anyone happy. They are going to be more susceptible to falling into another bad relationship because, you know, when one leaves you, give yourself 24 hours, give yourself 72 hours, somebody will come back after you, okay? Somebody will hit you up for a date. You may not feel like going. Take time to know yourself. I think that that was the biggest thing that I had to do for myself. You know, not that I was doing it well, because I had struggled a lot as a single mom, you know, being able to pay the bills and bearing my emotions with alcohol and going out on the weekends or maybe every other weekend in hopes that I would meet that one who would make my life a little bit easier or come and help me out. You know, we get into a pattern of, my God, I need that really, really nice one. Well, I'll tell you what, I got a really, really nice one, and the first thing that struck me about him was, I got to get to know you. It wasn't, I want to go to bed with you, or I want to go hit you up for a drink, or how much can you spend on me, or, you know, can I ride on the back of your motorcycle? No. It was just, my God, I have to get to know that man. It's like a magnet. Just had to know him. Maybe not everyone feels that way, and maybe we get numbed out to that. But I think, you know, if you think back to your teenage years or that first time that someone really, really caught your eye, how did you feel then? Was it completely sexual or was it something else? You know, don't ignore the importance of the ability to talk openly and safely with mutual respect and develop that equality inside your home and inside your relationships. It takes two people. You know, or it takes a team, rather. It can be one parent and the kids or two people or whatever, but it takes a team to really make a family work well and to really make a family feel amazing and positive and know it's not ever, ever, ever going to be perfect. Siblings are going to have rivalries and parents may have squabbles and there may be financial troubles or, you know, maybe one doesn't learn as well as the other. Maybe one's going down a dark path. Maybe the other's tied up in drugs. Who in the world knows? But absolutely, it's coming together as a team and then deciding for yourself, okay, am I where I want to be? Do I have, can I cope? Am I willing to accept? Not, is this the best that I can do? Never should you have that attitude. You can either cope, deal, accept, and love, or you need to move on. There can be upsetting moments that remind you of bad times and previous bad relationships that doesn't mean that the person standing in front of you saying, I love you, is going to do the same. You have to base it not on one act, but how aggressive their temper, how aggressive their control, how does their relationship go after 1 week, after 2 weeks. If you've got teenagers, what's going on in their lives? You know, are their grades falling? Are they hanging out with the wrong people? Is there all of a sudden a sport that they want to go after and they just really, really, really need to achieve that? There can be such a huge varying degree because we are all human and we all have our own wants, needs, knowledges, and our, you know, more than anything else, we all have our own way of thinking. But, you know, when it comes to your relationships, take time to respect yourself. Take time to think about, you know, even if you don't quite know what you do want, make up your mind the level of things that you don't want. I don't want anyone who's going to call me bad words. I don't want anyone who's going to make me feel like garbage or make me feel like I'm fat or ugly. I don't want anyone that's going to tell me that I don't work enough or that I don't bring in enough money to the home or that I'm not good enough or that I, you know, if you got a drinking problem or you got, you know, some other kind of problems that you're dealing with there, you got too much anger, you got too much of this, you got too much of that. Up to you whether or not you get yourself in check. You're going to have to deal with it sooner or later. Isn't it better to deal with someone next to you who wants to help you, who says, I love you, and wants to have a relationship with you? Isn't it better to work through it on developing, you know, that way you're not alone while trying to build equality and respect. You can have a companion, but be careful and watchful of what you see in those companions. Many times, as I said, these become habitual natures, and abusers and domineering people will, you know, when one leaves them, when one gets sick of it and they get fed up and they're out of there, you know, trust me, they're out of there, they're gone. And we all have to come to that point at our own level. For the family and the friends, those people that are in the close circle, when you see a point where the dominance and the control and maybe the acts are becoming very aggressive or leading to neglect of the kids or the yelling and screaming, you can see changes happening in the children inside that home. Or, you know, you can see how the people are starting to be one or more, at least one in the relationship is beginning to show a cautiousness and kind of avoid and sit in their place and sit quiet and not say nothing and not open up their mouths about anything. And maybe you notice these little things or the bruise on the arm, the bruise on the neck. You know, these are telltale signs. When you start seeing these, and you will be the person that sees these, are you going to say, hey, I can connect you to a friend online, or to, you know, a hotline number. I will sit here with you while you make that phone call. Let's start figuring out, you know, is this something that happens all the time? It's definitely something that I'm seeing is getting much worse. Can I help you by holding a bag of stuff for you that is important? Maybe you've kept a journal. Maybe you've got some money saved up. Maybe you are packing your safety bag to get away where you need a change of clothes and you need ID and you need ownership papers if it's for the vehicle. You need your children's stuff. You need your bank account stuff. You need all of that information whenever you're trying to get away. So, you know, maybe that friend inside that closed circle is able to be that person saying, okay, you know what, I understand. I read some information on this, or I know a friend who knows a friend, because somebody always knows somebody who's gone through it or is trying to make something better for somebody going through it. Reach out to the resources available to you. The National Resource Center for Domestic Violence, the NDVRC, National Domestic Violence Resource Center, NDVRD, RC, rather, it is a national database. Of course, they have the 800 helpline 24/7, but they also have studies and information and help for trying to figure out what you need, where you can go. The state that you're in will have a list of any certified advocates in the area. If you call the Attorney General Office, or if you call the Illinois State Department of Domestic Violence or Department of Health and Human Services and tell them you need a certification number, this is the person, you know, that I've been given this name, what do you have in my area? Also call United Way 211. They can help you as well. They have a full list of resources in their database that they can pull up much quicker, and they can talk to you on the phone while they're doing it. They can get the information from you and give you another phone number. Yes, you may have to go through phone number after phone number after phone number, or you may have to reach out to somebody who can help you start making calls. But the end decision is up to you. If you're an adult and you stay in a relationship, no judge is ever going to tell you. No judge is ever going to tell you, you cannot be in a relationship with this person. If you want to get beat up, that's your prerogative. But teach your kids to stay away from it, to talk to you about these relationship struggles. Friends and family, please, please take the initiative to get involved. And if you are in a relationship, consider how dangerous it might be. Are you getting injuries? How controlling is it? Do something to help yourself, okay? I'm down to my last 60 seconds. I'm going to check off out of here. I wish you all well today. The rain and the storms are coming in. It's cold, and the wind's cold, and the rain's cold here in Breeze, Illinois, beautiful Breeze, Illinois, just outside Carlisle Lake area. And I know that from the south to the north, it's coming in worse. Be prepared. Make sure you got that emergency weather app opened up, ready to go on your phone. Don't be awakened in the middle of the night or caught off guard by any bad storms. I'm out of here. God bless. Peace out, everybody. Topics with Trish, talking relationships, the good, the bad, and do you know when to get out? Bye-bye now.